everybody. I am Rocky Love, and this is the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1. What do you think of my new name?
What is it?
Rocky Love.
Rocky Love.
Oh, God.
Okay. April Fool's.
Okay. Okay. That's good. It's a combination of all the names that we call you.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, something. Rocco. Yes. Rocky Love, my favorite April Fool's tweet.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of companies do this, you know, get in on the April Fool's.
Yeah.
But we follow Paddington Bear, because I know how much you
love I love those movies. We do.
Paddington Bear's tweet this morning at 5:26 a.m., or maybe it's the East Coast, I don't like marmalade anymore.
Oh.
Which we know that's an April Fool's joke.
Okay, that's really cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Okay. Can I just give you the bowling highlight in like three phrases?
Yeah. Okay. Did you kick butt? That's what I want to know.
Well, we decided we just have one more week of bowling. We simply can't care anymore. This season has an asterisk. We're fighting for battle of last place.
Okay. Are you winning?
Probably really helped ourselves last night.
Okay.
And great. I mean, good first game, 20 pins over my average. The third game, my bowling coach, Daniele Scandinato, said to me, Lori, aim for the middle. That's correct.
Wise words. Wise words.
And then
you got the most opportunity.
Yeah, average. Oh. But I mean, it was. You know, Rocco,
how many games do you bowl?
To three, but you know how when you're feeling it and you can't miss a mark, you just whatever, you're one with your pins, you're just feeling it. We do this in golf or tennis, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't last ever long enough.
No, it really doesn't. And you know what distracted me? Couldn't stop watching the hockey game. It was Eden Prairie against St. Thomas Academy.
Who won?
Eden Prairie. Eden Prairie is my favorite for Class A, if anyone was wondering. They outshined, outdazzled.
I would have voted for St. Thomas. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, they just couldn't get it together, Eden Prairie. And so anyway, yeah, that's all going on. So the quarterfinals, are happening on Friday. Lakeville South in the 2A is Lakeville South against Wayzata, Jules.
Okay.
And Eden Prairie versus Maple Grove. And I think that's like the number 2 and 4 seed.
Okay.
And then the girls hockey. Oh, and then then they've got the Class A, you know, which is a smaller school. So the semifinals. And then the girls hockey, the big game that happened this morning was the Proctor Hermantown girls, who were undefeated, playing War Road.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, War Road.
War Road.
Say it three times fast.
It's very War Road.
Anyway, they were both like, you know, undefeated.
Yeah.
And Hermantown beat War Road.
That's nice.
But yeah, I always hate to see the, you know, I like one of the northern teams.
But it's
too bad they had to play against each other.
Right.
So anyway, that's kind of exciting.
Well, here's what's happening, because today is the home opener for the Minnesota Twins.
They are playing it
in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. The name of the Milwaukee Field, which used to be
Miller Park.
That's right. Now it is American Family Field.
Oh, okay.
They have bought the rights to it. And the Twins are leading right now at 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bottom of the fourth, in case anyone wants to know.
Yeah.
It would be nice if the Twins had a good season.
Yeah.
Because that's something to rally around.
But they still haven't won a playoff game in 18 years.
Yeah. It's too early in the season to hope or be negative.
I just stated the facts. Yeah. We're winning in our very first game.
And I did have a hockey talk last night at the bowling alley, because I had...
It sounds like honky tonk when you said, I got to have some honky tonk, but it was honky tonk, but it was honky tonk.
And one guy, he's just like, we were talking about the Bulldog game against North Dakota, and that it was 5 overtimes. This guy is such a good hockey nut. He reminded me that like 25 years ago state high school hockey tournament, mm-hmm. what is considered the best tournament game ever was Apple Valley in Duluth East, and it went into 5 overtimes.
Wow.
And Apple Valley won 5-4 at 1:39 in the morning. I'm like, gee, I don't remember that, but I'm sure I watched it.
Duluth in overtimes.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 overtimes.
That's a lot.
Isn't it?
That is so many.
And Lou Nanny, he's great. He's great. He's good at his hockey job.
He's so handsome. But he's I remember seeing him in here and being such a, like, that's Lou Nanny.
You know how fast you have to call hockey? Because they don't have their names on their jerseys in the high school league. I mean, you got to really be fast and good to do all that.
Is this senior Lou Nanny that's calling it?
Isn't he the only one?
No, he's got a junior.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. It's Lou. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, plug for 45. They're doing
a great job. Channel 45.
They're doing a great job.
Good.
I just don't want them to ever do what I saw the other night, which is have an interview in the middle of the game with somebody. Okay.
Like with the coach?
Not even a coach. We don't know who it was, but all the hockey fans at bowling last night were complaining about it. It bugged every one of us. We'd never seen it before.
Right. In the middle of a game.
In the middle of the game. It's second period. We want to watch the ice. We want to hear the play-by-play. We want to hear the color. We want to hear something.
You are such a hockey fan.
Oh, just the high school hockey, Julia.
And we've Did you ever, when you were, you know, in love with the goalie from Duluth, whatever one it was.
Duluth East.
Did you ever put anything in his bag to give him good luck or leave your underwear or do anything silly or anything like that? Or little cards or post-its weren't invented then, but did you ever do anything?
Let's just say that there was a tradition junior year.
Okay.
And a very different tradition for good luck senior year.
Okay. Someone matured.
But yeah.
Okay.
There was a good luck handshake before junior year.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a good handshake.
I know.
Bring back the handshake.
Good luck.
Cheers.
All right, listen.
Oh, good Lord.
We got to go. When we come back, we're being joined by Matt Belanger, of course, from Channel 5 Eyewitness News. We'll be right back.
Hang on a sec. Let me get Matt in here.
It's that time of the week. Time for...
It's Matt Belanger!
Belanger. Belanger.
Is that it?
It's Matt Belanger!
No.
Belanger.
Want to try again?
It's Matt Belanger!
Julia, that's not even how you pronounce Bazinga.
It's Matt Belanger!
Don't listen to them. It's Matt Belanger.
It's Matt Belanger!
Belanger. Belanger.
It's Matt Belanger!
Matt. Hi.
Hello, my talk family. How are we doing today?
Well,
happy April Fools.
I know we give you so much crap in your song, and then we always want to sometimes ask you to bring us some, you know, news.
I know
it.
We're
like teasing you about your name.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You know what? It's turned out to be a wonderful thing for me because now everyone knows how to pronounce my wonky last name. So it's definitely
that's awesome.
Been beneficial.
And people sing it to you sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, it's really strange. You know, at Target, random people. I kind of love it, though. It's wonderful. Keep it coming. Two big news stories I'll bring you updates on. Let's start first with the trial that continues, of course, in Minneapolis involving former police officer Derek Chauvin. Mm-hmm. So if you've been watching, you know, there has just been a tremendously compelling and emotional testimony happening in that trial. Some of the individuals we've heard from include many of the witnesses who were there at the scene that day in May where George Floyd died, including an off-duty firefighter for Minneapolis, Genevieve Hansen. And she was there, and she can be seen and heard on the video that Darnella Frazier got, trying to say, hey, you know, that guy needs help, and she's trying to interrupt. She testified and had an emotional testimony before the court this week. And also, we heard from George Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross. And she talked about what struck me. Yes, this morning we heard from Courtney Ross. And what struck me about her testimony was beyond kind of the facts of the day and what happened and how it all unfolded. She put really an emotional human side toward the court about who George Floyd was. I mean, she talks about that photo that has now been seen around the world of him, where he's kind of on like a darker background. It's kind of an upshot, and she called it a dad selfie. And she talked about how they met. He was working as a security guard at a shelter, and she was there, and she was having a tough time. And you know, she had very tearful testimony, and she remembered how that he asked her to pray with him there, and that's really how they met. And they both struggled with addiction. They were prescribed medicine for some injuries, and then you know became addicted to these pills afterward. As we know, has happened to so many people.
So
the court does progress here with witnesses. And another thing that's happening, if you are keeping an eye on the coverage, we're also seeing that day from so many new angles. The body camera video worn by the police officers, some of the security video from inside of Cup Foods. I mean, this is the first time that we're getting to see all of these new pieces of video, including, you know, seeing George Floyd there in Cup Foods just moments before this all happened. It's hard to watch. It's very emotional. If your listeners would like to watch, we have many ways for people to watch the trial. It's online at KSTP.com, streaming all the time when it's in session. You can watch on your phone if you download the KSTP mobile app, or we've even put it on television on a special new channel. It's digital channel 5.8. So if you know how to scan and look for that, you can actually watch on your TV, guys.
Matt, I'm curious how many, is this obviously one of the bigger stories that you've covered? But, I mean, do you guys have a lot more resources devoted to the coverage and reporting of this Chauvin trial?
One of the things that is a thing you have to keep in mind as a journalist covering a trial, and I think we're doing this exceptionally well, we have teams of reporters who are going to be covering this day in, day after day. So it's not like one person's assigned to it one day and then there's another reporter the next day. In the morning, we have Ashley Zilka. She is following this story the whole way through. And you know, I'm looking at our Callan Gray's tweets today from the courtroom.
We have a
number of our team members there. And I think that consistency is really, really important because you can't just fly into a trial and cover part of it and then pick it up later. And I'm very proud of the way that we're covering.
Good. Yeah, I've been watching.
I've been taping
KSTV
it. I've been
to see to get the what happened. And it's been a very emotionally upsetting, and your heart just goes out for his family and all these witnesses and how helpless they all felt.
It is really, really emotional and compelling. I mean, it's hard to describe other than that. It really pulls you in, you know, if you are tuning into that. Other big story, guys, everybody 16 and older can now try to make an appointment to get a vaccine.
That's
fantastic. So how are you two doing with that? I'm curious. Did you do the connector thing? Did you get a message?
Yes.
We've been
you did? Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. Good.
Yes. We got an email and a text.
Excellent. So it said, hey, you're eligible, and here we go.
You're talking about the Minnesota, the Gov, the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm going to take my, like, journalist hat off and talk to you as just, like, a guy, your friend.
Right.
Because the state's official line is, you should go to the state vaccine connector. But I have a different website that you might want to try.
Okay, give it to us.
So if you want to try, try vaccinespotter.com.
Yes, I've heard about that one.
It's really good.
Okay.
Vaccinespotter.org. They do a lot of states. It's a simple website. You go there, you click on Minnesota, you type in your zip code.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really interesting about this site, now I want to stress, the governor, all the health people, they have said that you should get whatever vaccine is available, you should just get it because they're all equally as good. However, some people might not be able to travel a long distance to get the follow-up shot. They might be after the Johnson & Johnson one shot. And so what's interesting about the vaccinespotter.org site is you can search by type of vaccine.
Okay. I'm here now. That is really helpful.
Right. And again, I want to reaffirm that the word from the top of the mountain is everyone should just get whatever vaccine is available to them to get people as immunized as quickly as possible here. But But that might be of interest to some of your listeners, so I definitely wanted to mention that. State's also opening up a new mass vaccination site, kind of a long-term site in Oakdale. It's going to be at Inwood Oaks, and that should be up and running here by the end of the week, so that's a little piece of news, another option for you. But as far as finding appointments, I mean, they're getting gobbled up really fast. There's so much demand now that everyone's eligible. Mm-hmm. A pro tip about that, and here's what I'm literally going to do, because I've tried to get these – I looked on for an appointment, and I can't find anything in the metro, but a lot of our morning producers who work the overnight shift, the first day, Tuesday, when this was opened up to all Minnesotans, they were working at 2-3 in the morning. You know,
right.
That's their normal work day. They got online, and there were all these appointments, and so they were able to make those. Apparently, a lot of times the appointments are opened up in the overnight hours. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to get exactly what you want if you set your alarm at 2 one day and wake up, but it's not a bad idea to maybe try shortly after midnight or something if you're really struggling to get an appointment.
Yeah, we've heard that. And also, we signed up, like, you know, I had an account at Walmart and CVS and Walgreens because they're getting the vaccine. So that was another way.
So is Costco. So is Sam's Club.
And the vaccine spotter site that I told you about is scanning all of those pharmacies and stores. It's just kind of farming through those and seeing what has one available, and then it'll let you know.
Well, in the numbers,
you've been worth your money today, Matt.
I'll throw my homework assignment.
You know, 2.62 million COVID-19 vaccinations have been administered in Minnesota, and our population's a little over 5 million, right?
Yeah. Right.
So we're getting there.
I got to say a word of caution because last night at bowling, my girlfriend said to me, she said, I said, listen, I'm going to keep wearing my mask, you know, because until I get vaccinated. And she said, my mom got COVID between her vaccinations.
Oh, really?
Because variants that are out there, did you see the hospitalization, how much it went up? The variant is out there. Now, they, I think, are saying that it's like 19 to 29-year-olds are making up a lot of
the new
the infections
cases.
And stuff. But she said, she said, so when they say you're not fully vaccinated till 2 weeks after your second shot, she said, they do mean it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Julia.
Oh, I was just going to say, and it so far it didn't seem like it was bad for her mom, but it's just like she doesn't know. You don't know what long-term thing you might be left with, too.
And I think it's important to remember, too, there's always a chance that you can still get COVID even after you get the vaccine.
But they also say that the symptoms and what's going to happen to you are so minimal.
And that's what's to remember here is that it's designed to keep the severe impact of the virus at bay, keep you out of the hospital, prevent a death.
We've kept it at bay this long around
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, we can do it, people.
We can do
it. Thanks, lady. See you tomorrow.
Matt, thanks so much. We'll watch you on Channel 5 Eyewitness News. We'll be right back with our story. We can't get enough.
Oh, John Mayer, how are you, Trixie Malone? Are you still trying to live off everybody's coattails? What was the last time we saw him at the Grammys singing with Maren Morris?
Yes, that's right.
They're very dear friends.
Inserting himself into how he felt about framing Britney Spears. Anyway.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know what, Julie? He's getting to that point in his life where...
He's a creepy older man.
I'm
just saying.
He's never been married and he's over 40. And
most women would run.
It can be a bit of a red flag.
He's going to end up with a 22-year-old.
That's kind of a red flag.
Not kind of, it's huge.
If you're X amount of years and not married.
Yep.
If you've never been married and you're like 42, I mean.
If you wanted to date me, John Mayer, I'm saying I wouldn't do it.
Even George Clooney had a starter marriage.
Yes, he did. Most people are, you know...
At least have a starter marriage under your belt to show that you can make a commitment.
Exactly.
Who has he been linked to in the past?
Oh, Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Aniston.
He's a big kiss and teller.
Love Hewitt, because he wrote My Body's a Wonderland.
Jinx.
Jinx back at ya. Jinx back at ya, sister. All right, so...
So our story today, I've got a very exciting announcement for Dionne Warwick fans, but I want to discuss this story that you showed me earlier, and I said I can't give you any of my thoughts till we're on the show.
Okay. Okay, so am I showing pictures?
Well, I'm going to do some Madonna speaking because she's in the news again today. Okay.
So
this is on her Insta, right?
Right.
Okay, show it. Oh,
so here's a picture of Madonna in purple.
Oh, she looks gorgeous.
Rocco, what do you think of this photo?
Is that a big blunt?
She's got a huge doobie hanging out of her mouth.
Okay. You'd figure Madonna would be into edibles.
Oh, no. You don't know when those are going to hit you.
Okay. Or maybe
someone told me that anyway.
But she's an old school blunt smoker, I guess.
Who knew?
She's an old school thirst trap.
Now, look at her chest, her lovely bosom.
Yeah, we're not using old in the pejorative term, if that's the right way.
And then here she is looking like Kylie Jenner. She's learned the pose.
Very much so.
She's learned the Jenner pose. We're doing show and tell.
Those are called filters.
If anyone uses our Instagram, but for a woman...
Madonna's done injections in her lips.
She's done them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She's done injections everywhere. Including her bottom. But here are the pictures that I want you guys to look at.
Right,
because really the gift that she gave us was the photo of her and her lover.
Yeah.
And
is he blowing a smoke ring?
He's blowing his blunt into her mouth and she's just looking like...
That's what she's looking like.
Rocco, do you think that picture says thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it? Does that say thank you?
It's saying I want to spend some time with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now is that on Instagram too? I'm not seeing
those. These are all on Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Under Madonna. So today I've decided. So Lori, I want you to Hollywood speak Madonna's purple wrestling coat cape with the hood and her look today.
She's Her Majesty. It's Madonna.
It's the royal color of purple.
That's right.
Okay.
And, you know, Prince is gone, so nobody's going to be, you know,
mad
after
at her
about a purple robe or anything.
Okay.
And the thing about Madonna that some people don't like it about it, but if nothing else, she's consistent. Other than Guy Ritchie, for the most part, Madonna has a type.
Boy toys.
That's mm-hmm. what she likes.
30 years younger, 20 years younger, whatever it was. She started with Carlos Leon.
Yeah, Lola's dad.
Yeah.
And so she likes that. And I think, you know, being with the younger girl, she's found out about why men have always liked, you know.
Sean Penn was her age.
Yeah.
Sean Penn was her age.
Yes, he was.
And
he
that was her first marriage.
And it was. And there wasn't a type there that was just mad love and
that
lust.
That was.
But Madonna found out with Sean Penn, many people find out, Julia, some people are ponies all their lives.
Giddy up, what does that mean?
They don't want to have a saddle on them. They do not wish to be ridden.
Okay, wait a minute, Rocco. Now, would you even from that statement,
she wants to be a pony all her life?
But some people are ponies all their life. I never would have taken that out to, they just don't want to be ridden.
No,
they don't want to be saddled up.
Marriage is a saddle. Being on an equal relationship can be a saddle. You're saddled up. That means you have to work in cooperation. Madonna is a pony. She will not be.
She's a butterfly. Set me free.
Yeah,
let me fly around.
Her guy, you know, she likes that guy.
If I was Madonna and my boys saw me in this picture right now, you know, smoking a blunt.
It would do them good to see this, Julia.
No, I would.
Yeah, because your boys are old enough to handle the truth.
But
about
it isn't.
Your little
oh, you're
pony-ness.
Such a liar. You're such a liar. First of all, no. And second of all, no.
The only thing is, I would just say to Madonna that I'm sure she gets a lot of crap about when she posts something like that, is that she does have like 2 10-year-olds or something.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know, and this is why I was against her having any more children, because
when she adopted the twins and you're like, what is wrong with her?
Because Rocco, who wants to be 62 with 2 10-year-olds? You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're a pony like Madonna.
Right.
And you just want to gallop and have fun with your young studs and your other kids can be grown and gone. Then you wouldn't have to worry about
She's got so many in her stable.
Your grill blunt smoking photos. There's nothing to say because I do not agree, by the way, everybody. I do not agree. I do not like some of the shaming that happens. Like when women have children, all of a sudden they never had a life before kids. Everything has to be hush hush about that kind of stuff. You know, that there used to be. Oh, I
that used to be. But
so,
I.
So anyway, but now.
But
Madonna,
yet at the same time, you're saying she's got 10 years old and here she is with a photograph of a big joint in her mouth.
That's what I'm saying. That is where she is going to get crap. But she doesn't really
care. She never has.
She never really has. She and that has. Is also a beautiful thing about right. Madonna that I right. appreciate.
Now, Rocco, if you posted a photo of yourself with a joint in your mouth. And
no,
and,
his well, wife would be right. curious.
But get this. As of like today, recreational marijuana is legal in New York City.
So I know
she's
it is.
Celebrating.
I know.
15. You know what, Rocco? Thank you for saying that because that's the 15th state. Minnesota is right around the corner. Maybe that's why
she did it.
Maybe they asked her to do some promo ads. Well,
the Marijuana Foundation.
Yeah. Sharon Stone writes.
Oh, wait a minute. We haven't talked about her for 2 minutes.
No, but Sharon Stone writes about some Madonna story because, I mean, come on. They're basically the same age.
Yes. Yeah.
And came famous, you know, around the same time and everything. But she said that Madonna is so tiny.
Oh, Lori.
Not only in stature, but just a petite person. And Sharon Stone is
tall,
like me, like maybe 5'7".
Right.
You know, 5'8".
And
maybe
are you
she's
saying
5'8".
I'm Madonna?
And yes, because sometimes I feel like I'm dwarfing you.
Well, you are.
And she said that was her overwhelming feeling was, wow, I'm so much bigger. I'm double her size is right. what she felt like because she probably had heels on.
But I weigh just as much as you, as you're a foot taller, which is, so we're a little different than Sharon Stone and Madonna. Just a little.
I mean, Rocco, but yeah. That's why, I mean, Earl, the very first year we went to the SAG Awards and we got to stand be, no, there wasn't a bush that year.
No, there wasn't
there
a bush.
There were just stanchions. It was so free
was
and easy.
So
we could
wonderful.
We could actually rub elbows with
so
the people.
So wonderful. The SAG Awards are this Sunday night, by the way, on TNT and TBS at 8 o'clock.
But even that first year, I didn't take off my shoes that year. And I remember we had our Monique Lhuillier and I didn't have a very high heel. But every year after that, then we... After they
you
realized
took off your shoes by me.
We were behind the bush.
Mm-hmm.
You're so much taller than everybody.
And Lori's 5'7", and she's taller than most of the people we're talking to.
Right.
Or
right.
screaming
people,
at.
Yeah. Or screaming at, however you like it.
Yeah.
Actors are tiny people with big heads.
Heads, that is the way.
But some of the women are extraordinarily tall and willowy.
Right.
And, you know, really... You know,
beautiful.
It makes
Allison
all the
Janney
difference.
Was
it makes
beautifully
all
tall.
The difference to see him in person.
Yeah, it really does. And
like Leonardo DiCaprio
was beautiful.
Tall.
Brad Pitt's tall.
He was tall.
Ben Affleck was tall.
Yeah.
Rocco, thanks
George
for wearing
Clooney.
Your twins opener.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
You're a theme dresser. I mean, you know.
Can I tell you what
Rocky Love?
Can I tell you what Rocky Love? That's right, the new name. What Dionne Warwick, newly minted social media star, because she's
you're making me like her. I just can't get there yet after how she dissed
Julia. You dissed her by calling her Whitney Houston's aunt.
It's better than calling her mom.
Cousin.
Whatever.
Her attitude is consistent.
Yes.
She was that way.
She's crabby.
She is. And I kind of love everything about that. But anyway, you know, and she's been parodied on, you know, SNL. But something just to know this about maybe why Auntie Dionne Warwick is just a tad crabby. You know, she hasn't made a penny from radio play in 60 years of working music.
Because she never wrote one of her songs?
And didn't have the credit, you know, maybe didn't have the right management. This happened to a lot of...
Yes, it did.
...of artists. And her voice has never been better. So she is streaming 3 different shows, and you have to buy a ticket, but get a chance to see a living legend.
Go for it, Laurie. Tell me about
it. But here's what she's doing. She's doing it on Easter Sunday at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then again on Mother's Day doing two shows. And Roger Friedman is the one that told me about this. And he's just like...
Personally called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's amazing, you know.
All
and
right.
She'll probably do a lot of her Burt Bacharach songs.
I was so
in
love with her back in the day.
And we never got to see her in concert, did you?
No.
So anyway... that is kind of
that would
something.
Be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, she
you
loves,
do it and tell me.
She loves to sing, but there are no performance royalty for singers, so she's never made any money all those times her songs have been.
That would make me mad too.
So that's why she's a bit
biatchy,
crabby.
Yeah, she doesn't make any money.
Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense. And then I was just looking, you know, her one of her biggest songs was That's What Friends Are For, yep. And that was a charity single. So
she donated all that money. Yeah.
Wow, can you take it back after a time, after, you know, a statute of charity limitations or something?
I was just looking up, that was the number one song of 1986.
Yeah.
That's What Friends Are For.
Remember, that was her, in good Elton, times. In bad Gladys, times. And Stevie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good memory.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
We can rely on Rocco for some music stuff.
Lori, look at you were just promoted there, Rocco. Oh,
thank you.
We can rely on you for some. That was a major promotion.
Yeah, well, it's a backward compliment. I'm insulting you a tiny little bit while I'm, you know, complimenting.
Telling you we love you. All right.
It's a special talent.
Yes. What are we talking about when we come back?
All right, when we come back, the 18-year-old gal who's the star of High School Musical, the series, has released a sophomore song, a companion piece, as it were.
Is it going to
driver's license?
Is it going to bring me to tears?
I don't know what's bringing you to tears today. It could be Dots. It could be a sappy song. We don't know.
All right, we'll be back.
I haven't heard any Lizzo for a while.
No, we haven't.
Rocco, thank you. Yesterday when, you know, Holly brought us the Bonnaroo news.
Yes.
You know that it was movie. Anyway, Lizzo.
The Labor Day weekend, the music concert.
Yeah, Lizzo is going to be the first woman to ever headline Bonnaroo. Never
lucky
has happened
them.
Before. So, and the thing why it's even a bigger deal, like at Bonnaroo, they don't have any other act play than the headliner, because usually at a festival there'll be two or three or four stages happening at the same time, and for the evening concert, and it might be like at 9 or something, that's the only act, one stage.
Oh wow!
And it's big enough there that they can get everybody in. So because the year I went, it was Macklemore Friday night and Paul McCartney Saturday.
I remember.
And so everybody at the festival is all together,
yes,
at that. You're not divided up. So, I mean, that's good for Lizzo. And
I can't believe they've never had a female headline.
It is shocking, Rocco. It's shocking. I know it. You know what? I don't know why that is. I mean, there really is no good reason why, really.
Yeah.
I kind of wish Madonna would do some festivals.
Oh, Lori, that would be fun.
I think she did Glastonbury Festival.
Yeah.
Whenever might have been, you
when
know,
she
10
was on
years
that,
ago.
Yeah.
That tour, she might have.
I feel like a festival would be too unexpected for her. I feel like she's too much of a control
freak. If Paul
freak.
McCartney can play Bonnaroo.
I understand but I feel like Madonna's got a whole different control level around what happens. Unless she does something stripped down, because she does so much performance with, you know, dance and everything.
She could do it.
Of course she could.
She could do it. I would like to see her do it. I would like to see her do it. And when we were talking about Dionne Warwick a few minutes ago, you know, she and Aretha famously had beef.
Wow. Tell me about this. We're getting all the beef with Aretha. It's Aretha beef week. All right. Tell me that one.
Yeah.
say that to Dionne.
Well, Dionne did say a little prayer.
Yes, she did.
Okay, first.
So did Aretha.
Then Aretha recorded the song and made it even bigger. And the song's writer said Aretha's version was the definitive recording. But things didn't bubble up and get public until later. At Whitney Houston's funeral, Dionne referred to Aretha as the late singer's godmother. That did not sit well with Aretha. It stuck with her 5 years later during a phone interview. Aretha let it be known that she'd not forgotten about Dionne's comments. She blatantly lied on me, fully knowing what she was doing, Aretha said. She even went as far as faxing the Associated Press to tell them that the statement made at the funeral was libelous.
Okay, wait a minute. Because Aretha Franklin said she was Whitney Houston's godmother?
Yes.
I've read that somewhere else.
That Aretha was the godmother.
But who said it? Aretha said that she was the godmother.
No. Dionne said it about Aretha, and it wasn't true.
I just read that somewhere else too.
She said, "I don't care if Dionne apologizes at this point. It's about libel. We've never been friends, and I don't think Dionne has ever liked me." So,
wow.
Anyway, that's just kind of a thing to tell.
Wow.
You about, since we were just talking about Dionne, and anyway, so like, yeah. I mean, I don't know if women artists don't get asked to headline festivals.
Well, Beyonce has done Coachella.
Yeah, okay.
Beyonce did Coachella years ago.
But she was probably maybe one of the first ones, and I feel like Madonna maybe did Coachella.
I feel like she has too, yeah. But maybe we're talking a smaller festival.
Maybe.
Maybe the Bonnaroo size or something.
Speaking of festivals, the Bayfront Blues Festival put out part of their lineup for August. And
give me the dates.
It's always the second weekend in August.
So it's the 11th.
Yeah. And I was really excited because I discovered this band. I'd never seen them live at the Jazz Fest. CJ Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band. And I think his dad was like a famous...
Clifton? Yeah.
Clifton is his dad, Chenier. Gotcha. So he's closing Sunday night.
Oh, fun.
They're amazing, amazing man. I've never fallen in love with the man with the gold tooth before CJ.
She was telling me this in the double. So here we are watching the Zydeco playing. And Lori, Julia's like, Julia, she just stops everything, turns around, looks at me. I just want you to know, I've never fallen in love with a man with a gold tooth before him.
He's just
and it looks silver to me on the screen. She's like, look at his arms.
Yeah, he's playing that accordion. Yeah. And it's such, I don't know, I love Zydeco music. I love
I mean, that
the
is
guy.
Like a good fact that because gold teeth used to be more in vogue. I mean, we used to see him a lot more in silver teeth and things like that. But, you know, that you had
never
crossed that road
openly
before.
Openly crushed on somebody that had a very visible gold tooth. Anyway, I'm excited about that.
Can I go back to the grills thing on Madonna for a second?
No, we're going back to the High School Musical, musical, the series. Olivia Rodrigo, who was the youngest artist to ever top the Billboard Hot 100 with her song Driver's License, which is a song. She would be Vanessa Hudgens in the High School Musical, the musical, the series. The song Driver's License is about her crush on the guy who's basically playing Zac Efron's part.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now this is a follow-up. The video is like, it looks like a movie, but it takes the perspective addressing a former lover who's moved on with someone new, and it's called Deja Vu.
Oh.
The video is really good because the two women kind of become interchangeable.
I like that drum sound.
I do, too. I like listening. I was just thinking, there's instruments in this music.
Yeah. Anyway, the track also had fans buzzing because the reference to watching reruns of Glee and listening to Up Down Girl, the lyric is play her piano, but she doesn't know that I was the one who taught you Billy Joel. You know, sometimes you introduce a lover to new music or music they didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I think it's good. But
I do too.
The two girls become interchangeable where they're in the same locations in the same clothes and one's in a driver's seat. You know, like it's just basically, do you have a type? I hate to think that I was just your type.
Right.
You know,
well, people usually do.
I know, but it never feels good to be a type and then be cast away.
I'm going to get into the sappy song.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't heard it all the way through yet.
Yeah, I think it's good.
I'll be all over this one. Deja Vu Vu.
Deja Vu. They spent some money on the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go back to your grill.
Okay, so well, we were talking about how you fell in love or lusted with a man with a gold tooth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Madonna has a new pair of grills on, and I just still don't get the obsession with them for her. I don't
understand.
It's
just for photo. It's just for photo.
Just to make you lose, not look at her lips, you look at her teeth. All right. Yeah. It's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
It's a shiny distraction, that's like wearing bling on your finger. All right. We'll be back. Stay with us. Lori and Julia on My Talk.